All right, Jet Lawrence, what a ride. Looking after a race like this, you shitty start, and then you worked your way up, then a crash, and then you worked your way up again. With everything that happened at the end, can you take some satisfaction in knowing how well you rode, or are you just pissed off?
Well, thanks for putting the start that bad, first of all.
Okay.
Thanks for making me feel more like crap there. It didn't really click over that I rode good until like after, and a few people told me I wasn't on the box. So I was angry. I was frustrated and just wasn't happy. And that ending, I had a bit of a edge on him, but and I went to go brake to kind of see if I can turn underneath, but we just got hooked onto each other and we just couldn't stop. And his tire was up on my bar and it wound my clutch, so I ended up stalling it. So at that point, there was nothing I could do. I've tried my best and I didn't give myself the best of luck.
Right.
The podium tonight, but I rode the best I could, and it was going to look like it ended fairly good, but it just went away like that, really easy.
So you're being pretty nice on this podcast, and you're pretty nice on the interview in the stadium. It wasn't a great move by Christian. You can't be stoked. Like, I'm not trying to get anything going, but it wasn't a smart move. So did you say anything to him, or do you really feel like, hey, it is what it is?
It's hard to tell because I had a bit of a wheel on him, and I went. It's the second place. And right now those points are the most valuable points right now because all three of us it's so tight in between all of us. So those points were really for me.
Right.
But once that happened, I'm just like, it sucked. It was annoying, but hey, it's racing. I can't. The more annoyed I get, this doesn't change anything. It happens. So.
I haven't looked at the lap times yet, but to me, it looked like about halfway you really got on and you really started going. Did you find some lines? Were you just pissed off from falling? Did you find something out there to really get those times going the last half of the race?
To be honest, I didn't do anything different. Okay. I just kept the same lap times. Everyone dropped down to, I think, like 50s, 51s, and I stayed on like high 47s and 48s. Still at the end when the track's out, it's like most roughest, not as rough as 450, but for our main event, I was feeling good. I had so much motivation to get to Craig because once I got Mosen, I'm like, oh crap, I pulled Joe in.
Yep.
Oh crap, Mosen's right there. Oh crap, I'm in third.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, damn, Chris is there. This is second could be possible.
Yeah.
And that was just all I need. I'm like, second right there. So, and it's crazy. I never really thought I had a chance to go for second because I was going down the start straight to go under the tunnel at the start, and Chris was hitting the tunnel going over at the start. So, I had no idea I was going to catch him.
Yeah. No, are we all good with Mosman? Are we equal now? We're all good.
Yeah. I got my shot at him and he got his shot back.
Yep,
he was just smart enough to do it in the heat race. So I got to thank him for that. But, we good. It's how racing you.
Right.
Hopefully he's a man enough to go, all right, I got you back. I don't need to try and be a D and keep on doing it to you to make you feel like you're an inch taller than the other guy. But I gave him fist pumps after the race. I said, congrats, mate.
I think it's good. I think it's good. Your move was a little greasy and his move was a little greasy and everybody's good now. That's it. You're fine. So
it's my pass on him. I didn't really think it was going to be that bad, but hey, it happens. That's last weekend. So we're on the now, and now we're looking on the Tuesday.
Jets, I went down to get a chicken sandwich to eat before the night show, and I saw two chicks with Jetson merch on with the donut. So you know
what it is, Steve. You know what it be.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. Exactly. No, it's taking over. It's absolutely taking over. So I just wanted to commend you on that. So good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Jet. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry to interrupt whatever you got going on with Burt's. So thanks for the call.
No problem, Steve. Thanks for having me, bud.
Thanks. Bye.